first question comes from Darius Gotsky. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. Well, thanks very much for continuing to share with us your views on the market. And my observation of your current estimates is that, yes, the outlook is not bullish, but when I compare the growth rates in the first half versus what your full year estimates imply for the second half, it does not look that the second half is shaping up much worse, because in dailies you seem to be expecting something like 19% contraction versus 18% in the first half. In magazines, the same rate. Some improvement in outdoor, improvement in radio, improvement in cinema, and slight improvement in internet. So is this a correct assumption? Obviously, we're talking year-on-year growth rates, and the second half last year was weaker. So in volume terms, it's not going to be an easy one, but is my observation correct here?
Your expectation that the nominal numbers in comparison to the second part of the last year is important in this calculation. So the second quarter of 2011 was already weak. So in percentages, you see the trends, but the impact is not bullish, as you say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I know it's too early to discuss the impact of Publio, but when do you think this might have a noticeable impact on your revenues? This is the first question. And secondly, how successful or how widespread this agreement you think would be? Because obviously for the success of this project, you need more publishers to join. And are there any talks and how advanced they are? And what is the probability that, you know, majority of publishers will join, basically, which I think is a key to the success of this project?
Okay, Zed, so I'll answer your question about the Publio. I mean, it's really, really too early to say if it's going to be a successful project. We included the Publio in our presentation because just to show you that we are experimenting in different areas. So that's number one. The other thing that we are doing, that we are, we are doing sell our content from the newspaper and from the magazines. So we're trying to put the paywalls as well. But if you look what is happening with those kind of activities around the globe, it really depends of the reaction of the customers, to what extent they are willing to buy. Of course, one thing is, as you mentioned, it's really important how many publishers we have, and already we have 106 publishers in our portfolio that are working with us in Publio. So it's almost 5,000 titles that we are offering. So it's a pretty large number already. But I don't think that it will have a revenue impact or a big impact on our bottom line in a short period of time.
But any hints on how many other major publishers are in the pipeline, if any? Because in Slovakia, as I understand from talking to Tonina, it was a success because most publishers joined the scheme or the program. And here in Poland, it's not quite the case at the moment, right?
But I think you are mixing two things, the Publio and the Piano, because if you're talking about the Slovakia, that's Piano. There's the paywall in internet. In Slovakia, the Piano, it's putting the paywall, and what the publishers of the print media in Slovakia, what they have done, they, together with Piano, they decided to close the content in internet and put them behind the paywall. And in Poland, there are some publishers that are doing it, including ourselves, but not all of us.
Okay.
And it's always...
You
mix two projects. And the important thing...
I meant the paid content in principle, yeah.
Okay. The other thing is, it's always putting the content behind the paywall. What is important, you have to always look how much revenues you can have from the advertising once it's an open site instead of the content behind the paywall. So you really have to look at the revenue side. So that's why we are not closing all our content, because we are still looking on our advertising, because the reach is really important, how much money we can get in our revenues from the advertising vis-a-vis the paid content.
So basically, too early, right?
Tangible
impact. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Piotr Krzybowski. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, everyone. I would like to ask about the dynamic of outdoor, because I saw that you estimate that in the second quarter there was a drop of 3.5%, and I checked the data of Izba Gospodarcza Reklamy Zewnętrznej, and they estimated that there was a increase of other budgets by about 3.7%, and I wonder what are the reasons of this discrepancy?
I mean, we believe that in the second quarter the drop in outdoor advertising was by 3.5%, and not 5%, as you...
It is...
3.5.
It is the ninth slide on your presentation, and there is the second quarter and the 3.5% drop.
You're talking about the market share.
No, the market share dropped by 5 percentage points.
Yeah, the market share dropped by 5 percentage point. The whole advertising market in the second quarter decreased by 3.5, right?
Yes, correct. But according to Izba Gospodarcza Reklamy Zewnętrznej, there was an increase of...
of the advertising spending. Well, I mean, if there are discrepancies, I mean, there are two things. I mean, first of all, one is that there is a huge pressure on the discounts, that we are not participating in this price war so far, and that could affect, and maybe there is a difference in calculations.
I think you are mixing two different market estimates. We are presenting what's said by Izba Gospodarcza Reklamy Zewnętrznej, and I think you are talking about numbers presented by Kantar Media, which are gross numbers for the market. Because our numbers are based on information from Izba Gospodarcza Reklamy Zewnętrznej, so if you are saying that they are showing something different, that's something which should be explained.
Okay, because I just checked the data of IGRZ, and they estimated an increase.
Okay, we'll check it, and if you could call Nina Grabos to confirm it, we'll
okay.
answer the question.
Second thing is about radio. In the first half of the year, you noted 10% growth in advertising. And you estimate that in the whole year there should be between 1% and 4% drop in advertising revenues. And I wonder if it's because you estimate that the half of the year will be so bad, or you estimate that you will be so much better than the market. And if so, will it be... just because of that you act as a broker on radio advertising, or you want to grow, let's say, organically?
Okay, there are, I think, two or three elements that are connected with it. One is that, of course, we would like to perform better than the market. That obviously, that's always our goal. The second element, you're right, that the brokerage activities and the services that are providing, that they have an impact on our revenues. And the third element are a small one, but still, it they are the new frequencies that we are getting from the National Council.
Okay. And other thing is about the new open cinemas. What was the result of these cinemas in the second quarter? And when do you expect them to achieve a break-even?
The impact of these two new cinemas in the second quarter is not very significant, because they were opened not for the whole quarter. We are going in line with our expectations. And talking about the break-even point, we are not ready to disclose this information.
Okay. So So the last question, do you expect any positive effect in case of closing down one of your competitors in dailies? I mean, Rzeczpospolita or Dziennik, you estimate that there will be a drop of nearly 20% in the advertising, in press advertising. So I think that this market is becoming so shallow that it cannot provide for so much many titles.
Okay, if one of our competitors will close down, of course they will have some positive impact because there is still there is an advertising market there. So they still have some share in the advertising market. So definitely, if one of our competitors will close down, definitely it will have maybe not a huge impact, because as I mentioned, we have more than 40% market share, but definitely it will have some positive impact.
And do you expect to take these budgets from them? And not that they will flow away to other segments?
There are some advertising categories that will stay in the print media. For example, the announcement, the official announcements that are published in the daily press. So definitely that will stay. But some companies, by the law, they have to publish it.
Okay, thank you. I promise that that was the last question, but I have another one. I would like to ask about any possible cost cuts that you predict at the end of the year. Do you have any precise areas where do you want to cut your costs?
Well, of course, it's not easy because we're cutting the cost for the past 3 years. And as I mentioned in our previous conference call, we're almost behind the wall. But of course, it's not looking at the advertising market. We have some projects, and we are just in front of the decisions what we're going to do on the cost side, and definitely we're going to be working on it. And definitely, if there will be something important, we will inform the market.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Andrzej Nygłak from ING. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Sam Sviktig of ING. Coming back to Naudor for a while, let me just understand one thing. I know that there was a question asked about probably exactly the same thing, but the market fell by 5% in the second quarter. Your outdoor revenue collapsed by 20% in the second quarter. The large display outdoor, according to Cam Media, increased by 15% year-on-year in the second quarter. I know that you've been explaining in your management discussion part of the release that there was, I think, issues in large cities during the football tournament, and you've been facing some obstacles from the administrative decisions taken by the cities. But can we just understand what happened on that outdoor market? Are you not present in large displays at all that seems to be growing currently, or what's the story there?
We are not present in this kind of large displays, as you say, from the CAM presentation. So we are not present in covering buildings or something like this. So that was one of the issues during the second quarter, that due to the fact that the standard way of displaying outdoor advertisements in big cities was somehow limited due to the championships. Some opportunities appeared to cover buildings, and you could see that in Warsaw. The second thing is that in this part of outdoor business, in big, large displays, we had the market had big campaigns of few companies, something like OLT Airlines was the biggest advertiser in that period, and you know what are the situation. So the question is if it's a good direction.
Right, I see. And if you look at July and August, are you hoping to recapture the market share that was lost in the second quarter? Do you plan to grow pretty much in line with the market, or should we expect that your outdoor will be underperforming the market in coming quarters.
What I can say, I mean, I mentioned already there is a big discount pressure, and there is more and more, quote unquote, some kind of a price war, and that we are not participating in this discounting game that it's taking place right now. It's not the question of the market share. And we are looking at our businesses by looking how what the bottom line is. So it's not the question, do we have the 25 or 30 or 27% market share? It's a question of the profitability. And that's why we are not taking part of this discount game so far, because it's, as I mentioned already, it's not the question of the market share, it's the question of the bottom line.
I see. But do you see any comeback of advertising to outdoor as a media in the second half? I think in the second quarter we've seen the situation where several campaigns which were already pre-prepared were even cancelled. Do you see that comeback of money or not? Not really in the second half.
It's too early to talk about the second half. It really depends what's going to happen at the end of the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter. And that really depends, you know, what will happen on this advertising market. As you know, we're estimating that there will be in the whole year, it will be between 0 and 3, -3 in outdoor. So, of course, we're counting that there will be some slow rebound because it's a seasonal media as well, but too early to say that we will recapture the market share or the market will recapture.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I have a question from Piotr Ociec. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, good afternoon. Piotr Ociec, KB Securities. I've got two questions. Cinema segment. Can you provide information what was an average price of the ticket in the second quarter? And the second question, can we assume that after the movie premieres have been moved from the second quarter into the third quarter due to European Championship, can we assume that in the third quarter then there will be an uptick on year-on-year basis in ticket sales?
Talking about the premieres that were moved to the third and fourth quarter, it really depends how the movie is going to be received by the clients. But looking at the premieres that are planned for the second half of the year, the ticket sale might increase on the particular movies. What was the second question? Because I lost.
You asked about the average price per ticket.
Yes.
We don't disclose this number, but the price didn't change significantly during last quarters.
On annual basis, or quarter to quarter?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any other questions.
A final question comes from Valdemar Stachowicz. Please go ahead with the question.
Hi, good afternoon. I have a question regarding the headcount. Because it did not change over the last 2 years, and your biggest business, I mean dailies, fell 2 times by 15% on average. Should we understand that the cost-cutting measures that you are talking about will not touch the headcount because you feel you cannot reduce it anymore?
I don't know why you are saying that our headcount it's at the same level.
It's actually 1% down. 2 years when we include Helios, right? So to make it comparable.
At the end of July, in a group, we had 3,400 headcount. That it's 117 less if you compare to June 2011.
Yes, but if you go to June 2010 and you add 320 people from Helios, then you have 3,440. So it's only 1% change over the last 2 years when your business was shrinking by double digits.
Okay. Now, to answer your question, anyhow, that's something that I don't have the numbers in my head, but anyhow, if you're talking about the cost cutting, of course, we're not analyzing everything. And definitely, okay. Definitely, if there will be something important and it will be have an impact on our business, on the cost side, definitely we will inform the market.
So I understand that in the past you haven't done this because the declines were not as deep as currently.
No, we're reducing some of our staff. That's why I don't have all the numbers and the spreadsheet in front of my eyes, but definitely we were cutting some of our staff last year as well. But there were not a huge decrease in the headcount, of course.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you were hiring during 2011. Okay, but anyway, thanks for your answer.
Okay, so I would like to thank you, everybody, for joining our teleconference. And if you have any further questions, just please drop an email to Nina, and she will be happy to answer the questions. Thank you very much, and goodbye.